Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In New York, you saw or you heard the governor saying that if a baby was born alive, there would be a discussion between the mother and the doctor, a discussion apparently whether or not that baby should live or die. Well, we're going to be talking to a very special guest, Melissa Oden, who actually was intended to be aborted, but she was born alive. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Melissa, welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Thank you for having me.
We are so thrilled to have you this morning.
You actually were intended as an abortion, but you were born alive, and you found out about your past around, what, age 14?
I was. Yeah, I grew up knowing I was adopted, knowing I had been born prematurely, had some health issues, but, you know, never in a million years would I have guessed that I had survived a failed abortion.
How did you find out?
Complete accident. My older sister actually faced an unplanned pregnancy and was considering every option, which included abortion at that time. And when our parents found out that she was, you know, unsure of what to do, they broke their silence, told her the story about my survival. And it was during an argument one night that she let it slip that there was more to the story of my life. And so here I was, 14 years old, sat our mother down and asked her to explain to me why my older sister, who's also adopted, felt like she was more wanted by her biological parents than me. And, you know, no parent should ever have to say what my mother said to me that night. Missy, your biological mother, had an abortion during her pregnancy with you, and you survived it.
And then that just send you on a research mission to find out more information?
Yeah, first a tailspin, right? I think as most people could probably understand, it was devastating. And yeah, went through this inner struggle and ultimately, you know, forgave my biological parents and went looking for them. And, you know, it took me about 10 years to find them. I found out who my birth parents were when I was about 30 years old. That's also when I obtained my medical records. I'm one of the few abortion survivors who does have medical records that discuss the saline infusion abortion that I survived.
And so a saline abortion, this was a later abortion because they don't do saline in the first trimester. This was a later abortion in the term. And they inject saline, a high concentrate of salt, into the amniotic fluid, which thus you breathe in and breathe out. You digest. It burns your skin externally and internally. That's how you were intended to be aborted, but something happened where you were born alive. How is it that you survived?
I mean, the grace of God, right? Mm-hmm. People always ask that. How does this happen? There is no medical reason. You know, the words out of a nurse's mouth who actually intervened in my life, her words were, and I'll clean it up a little bit, but essentially that darn Dr. Kellberg messed up.
Now, your biological mother, for all these years until you reconnected with her, did she think that she had actually aborted you? And was it a surprise when she found out you were actually alive?
It was. That's something like out of a movie, right?
Wow.
I always thought that she knew, you know, my adoptive parents were actually told that it was her choice to have that abortion, but God has continued to unfold the story of my life. So we now know it was forced upon her. And yes, she did not know for over 30 years that
wow.
I had survived.
Wow, what a shock that must have been, both for you to find this out and then for her to see you when you're in your 30s. And here is her daughter that she thought was aborted 30-some years ago. Now, when you were born, obviously somebody there helped you to survive, a nurse or somebody. And they apparently continued to tell your mom that you were aborted, but in fact, somebody was able to help you live and you eventually got adopted.
Yeah, there's still some questions, right? There's more questions than answers sometimes in life, but I now know that I was initially left aside, you know, laid aside. That's the words that they've used over the years. We laid her aside. And I now know that there was argument about whether I would be provided medical care. I'll be meeting a nurse probably next week who was in the NICU that day when I was rushed in by the nurse who was unwilling to leave me there to die. She said she just kept gasping for breath.
So that nurse that said, well, the doctor messed up, had mercy on you and saved your life, in essence.
Absolutely.
Now, as an abortion survivor, someone who was intended to be aborted, and you're not the only one, as you know, and of course you have founded the Abortion Survivors Network. You founded that in 2012. These are people who have survived or have experienced failed abortions and survivors. You provide emotional and mental and spiritual support to these abortion survivors. So you've met so many others like yourself that are out there, these untold stories that need to be told. Your story and you as a person were the first person who was an intended abortion that survived to meet the President of the United States of America. You recently met President Donald Trump. How was that?
Absolutely surreal. I mean, I have tears in my eyes right now when you're even saying that, Matt. It was surreal, and not just for me, but I think for the whole pro-life movement, right? To see such bold commitment to life, and for me to shake his hand and thank him on behalf of all of these survivors that I work with, so meaningful.
You know, and I think it's so amazing. It just shows God's mercy and grace to show that your story has come full circle. The hospital where you were supposed to die, you in turn gave birth to your own daughter.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up.
No, this is a movie right here.
This is a place where death was intended, but you gave life to another. You carried life to term in that same hospital.
And you were encouraging other women as well, which is so amazing. And we are so grateful for that, too.
Well, you know, it is hard to even understand this issue of abortion, how we tolerate it in the United States. Melissa, you know, someone who's been personally involved, not some discussion, but you were part of this, and you've met many people now through the Abortion Survivors Network who have gone through similar experiences. In fact, I saw someone with you on TV the other day, a man who apparently might have been part of an abortion that actually removed part of his arm, but he survived, and he's missing one arm because of that.
That's correct.
What do you say to people, and what would you say to the governor of New York that says it's okay to abort right up to the time of contractions and even make a decision about what to do if they're gasping for air as an intended abortion, but they survived?
Oh, I have a few things to say. I mean, my first statement, right, would be the more Democrats introduce this kind of legislation expanding abortion through the third trimester, the greater the likelihood is going to be that children like me survive abortions. And so, you know, that's why the Infants Born Alive Protection Act is so incredibly important to me, because this is going to happen more and more often, but it shouldn't be happening in the first place, right? We are not hypothetical cases. We're not like these mythical creatures. We're human beings who fought for our lives in the womb. You know, we shouldn't have to keep fighting for them even after we're born alive.
Well, you know, and just a few days ago, the Democrat-led U.S. House blocked again for half a dozen times now this bill that would provide life-saving treatment to babies like yourself who were born alive. We have to reverse this culture of death. Melissa, thank you for joining us. Your website is melissaoden.com. That's O-H-D-E-N, melissaoden.com. I encourage people to go to your website. Melissa, thank you for sharing with us this amazing story, and thank you for your ministry to restore America.
Yes, and keep
speaking
out.
And I believe it'll be restored in our lifetime to a country that values human life.
Agreed.
Melissa Oden has been our guest. What a compelling story she has to share. The first abortion survivor in the history of America to ever meet with the President of the United States, the highest office not only in America, but the most powerful office in the entire world. And she met with President Donald Trump. Her website is melissaodin.com, melissaodin.com. For more information about how you can get involved in fighting for the sanctity of human life, fighting for these helpless children and their mothers and families, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.